Mr. President, I'm proud to join my friend and my colleague, Senator Baker, in introducing this important resolution and recognizing the hard work and sacrifice of the men and women who worked in the coal fields and the mines throughout Lackawanna, Luzerne, Carbon, Northumberland, and Schuylkill counties in northeastern Pennsylvania. As my colleague said, in the early years of the 20th century, our proud region forged ahead as the center of the Pennsylvania's anthracite coal industry, fueling the Industrial Revolution and warming homes throughout the globe. Anthracite coal at the turn of the century was an unusual business and was a natural monopoly heavily concentrated in a few hundred square miles in five counties in Pennsylvania. Because it burned cleaner than soft coal, it became the main heating fuel for many eastern cities in the U.S. For miners, the work was hard and hazardous. To keep wages low, operators flooded the coal fields with immigrants from eastern and southern Europe. At the time of 150,000 workers, only 8,000 belonged to the United Mine Workers. But John Mitchell, who at the age of 28 became president of the United Mine Workers, hoped that the anthracite industry would negotiate with the union in order to reduce competition. A brief strike by mine workers in 1900 was the prelude to a larger drama, the Great Anthracite Coal Strike of 1902, which started on May 12th after a vote in Scranton. Miners demanded more pay and shorter hours, and while the mine operators complained the profits were low and the union destroyed discipline. The importance of coal mining industry nationally was clearly evident when President Theodore Roosevelt became involved and set up a fact-finding commission that suspended the strike. President Roosevelt's efforts to end the strike were successful. Both sides finally agreed to the findings of the Anthracite Coal Strike Commission, and peace was restored in the coal fields. Miners received a 10% wage increase and reduced work days from 10 to 9 hours, and the owners got a higher price for coal. More important in the long run, the role was established for the federal government in labor disputes. Samuel Gompers, the founder of the American Federation of Labor, wrote, "Several times I've been asked, in my opinion, what was the most important single incident in the labor movement in the United States, and I have invariably replied, the strike of the anthracite miners in Pennsylvania. From then on, miners became not merely human machines to produce coal, but men and citizens. The strike was evidence of effectiveness of unions." Northeastern Pennsylvania is the cradle of organized labor and collective bargaining, and the gains of labor for safer working conditions and wages after the coal strike of 1902 are legendary. So, too, is the rich history of anthracite coal and the heritage of anthracite coal in our region. Everyone has a relative, as you've mentioned, Mr. President, a father, a grandfather that spent a good part of their lives working in the coal mines. So, with the recognition of Anthracite Heritage Day in PA, we are paying tribute to tens of thousands of miners from across northeastern Pennsylvania who sacrificed so much in order for our region and our country to flourish economically, industrially. I do ask for unanimous support for Senator Baker's resolution recognizing July 16th as Anthracite Heritage Day in Pennsylvania, and I want to commend the veteran from Kingston whose advocacy made it possible for this resolution. Thank you, Mr. President.